So we've relocated. I remind folks when I speak into the microphones, our every word is being broadcast and typed in and logged, and so our secretaries are not in this room, so they can't see who's speaking. So it's really important that you identify yourself each time you speak. Okay, we were on this discussion, how much to lease, how much square footage, all those things. I think we have some more information. Matt Wilmarth, do you have some more information for us?
I do, Mr. Chairman. For fiscal year 2016, the lease in Albany County 1 is $73,608, and then it escalates into fiscal year 17-18 at $75,817 for 17, and then $78,091 for 18, so just over $156,000. For Laramie County School District number 1, this current school year, it is $300,000, and then the next two fiscal years, which is the 17-18 biennium, it's $320,000 per year, so a total of $640,000.
Caitlin, just a quick question, though. You know, when we purchased the school over in Albany County, we did that with general funds through the State Building Commission. And why wouldn't we just pay for these out of general funds or LSRA?
Mr. Chairman, I believe the Albany County building that was purchased was using school capital construction account funds. So I think it was a $4 million appropriation.
Maybe we'll check that, too, while we're going. Okay, any further questions then on Representative Conley?
Tanya, I was just overhearing kind of conversation about whether or not we need this amendment in relation to the bill that is being proposed. Can you talk a little bit about that before we vote on this particular amendment?
Well, or do the question is about this
bill that's coming to fix some of these charter school amendments. Does it have appropriations in it? Can we pay these leases through that bill?
Mr. Chairman, the proposed bill does not have an appropriation in it, but it fixes the issue within the school district operating statutes on a permanent basis.
Conley.
Mr. Chair, would that bill cover these existing leases or only for future leases?
Tanya?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, it would cover the existing. Yes. It would cover the existing leases. There are provisions in the school district operating statutes that discuss charter school leases. And Senator Rothfuss's bill clarifies the provisions for payment of those leases. And so long as you've been operating for 3 years, there are several conditions listed in statute, and that's 21.3.110A, Romanet 10.
Give us that site again, please.
21.3.110A, Romanet 10.
Okay.
And the conditions are that it's approved pursuant to the charter school operating statutes, that there are no adequate educational facilities within the school district for operation of the charter school, that the charter school has been approved and successfully operating for a period of not less than 3 years, and that the district pays the charter school the amount of the lease.
It said the district pays the charter school the amount of the lease.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. In the event that the district received a reimbursement from the state for the lease.
Does it say that in there?
Does it provide that in the event that the district receives? Well, Mr. Chairman, that's actually where the question has arisen with Senator Rothfuss's bill. And whether a district is a charter school is a public school within a school district. The intent behind this particular piece of legislation was to authorize payment, but there's been some ambiguity determined by the school facilities department, and whether it applies to those schools. These subsections and paragraphs specifically note payment of charter school leases.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Tanya, if we don't pass this amendment Or the bill. So it sounds like the bill would take care of it. But if we don't pass this, one of these, would we be in violation of the statutes in terms of those charter schools meeting their statutory obligations as we have outlined, and then kind of the provision that we do pay for those leases?
Go ahead, Tanya.
Mr. Chairman, Representative, it's the opinion of the School Facilities Department that this does not apply to charter schools currently operating in the state, these provisions in statute. There would be no mechanism to pay for their leases.
Okay. Any further questions, discussion? Any further? Oh, Don, you got some more info?
Mr. Chairman, the purchase of the facility in Albany County was made with school capital construction funds.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Any further discussion? Sensing you're really excited to vote. Everybody ready to vote?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Burns.
I'm really bothered by this, so what I'd like to do is I'd like to amend this.
Okay.
I'd like to provide $160,000 to Albany County.
Is that, and that's two-year funding?
That's two-year funding, yes.
A little over two-year funding, actually.
Yes.
Okay,
I believe the figure was $156,000. If we want to go with that exact amount, that's fine with me, too.
Okay, is there a second to the amendment to the amendment?
I'll second. I'm
going to
hear.
Okay, go ahead, Senator Burns. You have a second.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that sounds like a not half bad lease for anybody. But we go back to the concern I had about if the school district, if there's a third party payer, then what constraint is there on the school district in what kind of lease they sign and how much it's going to cost if the state's going to be paying for the whole thing. I think that the I'd like to hold back at least for now on the money for Laramie County School and with the possibility of the hopefully the department going back in and renegotiating that lease. My understanding is that building was bought for $500,000 from School District 1 and then they're leasing it back at $300,000 a year. You know, not a bad investment if you can get it. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't mind having that myself, but I'm not going to be in elected office and do it. That's predatory.
Any further discussion then on the amendment, to the amendment? I think we're Senator Perkins.
I just have one question. And going back to previous discussion, my understanding was this doesn't pay for the entire lease. It supplements the payments. Is that right, or does this pay for the entire lease?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, it would cover the lease as negotiated between the charter school and the owner of the facility.
Oh, and we're talking which lease are we talking about right now? We're talking about
Laramie County School District number one, the $320,000 lease annually.
I thought, Mr. Chairman, I thought the lease was $460,000 annually.
Mr. Chairman, Senator. The $464,000 figure that we spoke of, commercial space is typically $16 a square foot, is my understanding, and that facility is 29,000 square feet. And so a reasonable lease or a reasonable amount would be $464,000 annually based on $16 a square foot and the square footage leased by the charter school.
Any further I think Representative Nicholas was next, and then Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you. First, I have a question. What's the term of the lease? Do we know? Is it when the Potter School lease is going to be up? Do we have that information?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, I don't have that information, but I can certainly get it.
And then I'm going back to on the amendment. If you look at the number of students, 54 versus 200, it's almost identical on what you're paying per student, even though it's a larger lease. So to me, the logic does not bear fruit. On the other hand, whether or not it's a reasonable lease or not, I'd like to know the term of it and get into a situation if we have to renegotiate or put them someplace else, we have the opportunity to do that. My next question, though, is I'm still concerned about how much money these – because I don't understand the formula enough to understand – what is received by the charter schools, what the obligation of the school district is if we don't pay or if there's contributions to it. And so all of that, those mechanisms, I just don't understand. So maybe you can, someone can enlighten me a little bit more on it.
Any more info?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, those students are funded just as any other public K-12 student attending a public school. The charter school and the school district begin from the preface that the charter school will receive the full amount for the ADM. That agreement is subject to negotiation. It's an application process, and it's a contracting process between the district that approves their operation and the charter school. Facilities are typically addressed within that agreement as well.
Okay,
just Mr. Chair, to follow up on that, then do we know what in that negotiation, if there was a lease component to that was negotiated out or part of it?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, your staff does not have a copy of all of the approved charter school applications that the districts have on file, but we can certainly get that information.
Okay, any other questions? Mr. Co-Chair?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Tony, with regard to the facility in Cheyenne, that was originally in a grade school. And I know where it is. It's right over there by the cemetery. And Holmes A1 auction is not very far from there. Then it became Triumph. So was that ever sold by the district, or does the district own that building?
Mr. Chairman, the district, my understanding is the district does not own the facility, that it was sold in after Triumph moved to the south side of Cheyenne. And that since then, there's been a lease executed with a new owner of the building.
Okay. Thank you.
Jim Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'd just like to urge this committee to pass the amendment. And honestly, I did misspeak when I said that the charter school amendments are a mess. But the reality is that that our entire body has an issue with charter schools, and that we have kind of brought up the issue in the Joint Education Committee. We haven't solved it. And the reality is these two schools have been operating successfully and statutorily for years now. This is honestly the mechanism that we have used for those years to pay for those leases. I do think that we need to work on the charter school bill some, charter school statute some, and this bill could be part of it. But I really don't want us to not pay the leases for these schools that have been operating again successfully and statutorily simply because we haven't addressed the whole kind of charter school issues. So we're not going to be double paying. I would just simply ask us to pass this amendment so that we can continue in the way that we have, and the body can take up the charter school issue.
Okay. Any further discussion? Now, the amendment to the amendment, and Senator Burns, I think the precise number is $153,000 is what we heard. Is that right, Matt?
Mr. Chairman, the precise is $153,908.
Yeah. 153.9. Okay, so we got the precise number. Is that okay, Senator Burns?
Yes.
We want the exact number. Okay, any further discussion? Amendment to the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That amendment has not been adopted. Okay, we're back on the original amendment, the $800,000. Representative Nicholas.
What I'd like to do is, number one, I'd like to know exactly how we paid and how much we paid, that we should, if we can obtain that in the long length of time that we've been paying it for these particular schools?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Nicholas, in the last biennium, 2014, you provided a total of $600,000 a year, $300,000 for each fiscal year from amounts appropriated for major maintenance to provide each school district with a charter which requires a lease to operate. I don't know how much of that $600,000 was expended.
Okay, my next question then, if this legislation passes, then we really only need 1 year funding because the bill would go into effect, is my understanding, and then it would work through the process. So I'm going to make an amendment to the amendment to reduce it in half for 1 year funding. And then, and if that bill fails, we'll be back here discussing it again. But at least we kind of take care of this year, and we have more discussion on this, and we can learn a little more about the issue.
Mr. Chair?
Second. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Co-Chair. Okay, discussion? We all know the issue. Anything else?
Question.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that's been adopted. Are there any other amendments then on page 9? Okay. Are there any amendments then? Flipping over.
Point of order.
Okay. Mr. Co-Chair, your point?
Point of order is that we have adopted an amendment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Co-Chair. Appreciate that. Okay, so we've amended the amendment, and now that's $400,000 1 year. Okay, all those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I understand that we'll make all the conforming changes.
Make the conforming language, you bet, for the 1 year. And if that bill's unsuccessful, we'll be back talking about this issue again.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Perkins.
We're on page 10 now.
We're moving over to page 10 now. Is there any...
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question? It has to be relative to maybe having an amendment there. In there, we've done in the past, Mr. Chairman, we've allowed right at the end of section 1 there on page 10, we've allowed that 10%. In doing this, what we did is we took out, and in favor of design and construction projects, we removed the security money that was originally proposed. I'm just wondering, is there a benefit to increasing the amount of the 10%, maybe by, I don't know if it'd be 2.5 or up to 15% for security, or is that worth talking
about? How much this number, 10% of the state total, would be about $12 million, right? So we're right in the ballpark with that, I think. We're right there.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion to increase it up to 12.5%.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
It's been defeated. Okay, any further amendments on page 10? I have an amendment on the task force, and I guess just listening to Representative Greer, and listening to many of you members speak, but it'd be the number of legislators. And it starts on the bottom, page 10. I'd like to reduce, and I'll just give you the concept, but reduce each of the fives to threes and take out all of the prerequisite of who's on there, like the chairman of this committee or the chairman of that committee. And I think just let the speaker and this president nominate three members. So that's the first part. Okay, I have a second. Thank you already. And so the next part then is, so that removes... I like it when it goes like that. That removes four members, okay, from the task force. But I would like to add those back in two spots on page 12. And where it says, so that removed four members. I'd like to add three members to line 10, section E, where it says two from Wyoming business community minerals industry. And I don't know what happened to agriculture, should be inserted back in there. So that total then would be four. What? Is that what I said?
No.
I said three. Three more to that? Yeah, that's what I said. Three of the four cuts are going to be reinserted back into. So that total would go from two to five, and we would add agriculture. So it'd be five business, minerals, and agriculture people on this committee that pay most of the taxes. And then finally, there's one more that I removed from the legislature. I'd like to add it to paragraph F, and I'd like to simply make it a Wyoming school district superintendent, and then another one be a Wyoming trustee. So I think you get a board member and a superintendent on this committee. So that's my motion to take those four and redistribute three to paragraph to E on line 10 and give one more to F on line 13. With those language provisions.
Mr. Chairman?
And that's been seconded. Senator Burns?
I'd like to divide the amendment.
Okay, go ahead, Senator.
Just reduce the first portion of the amendment would just be reducing the number from the House and the Senate to three each.
You want to divide that out? That was the amendment, is to reduce to three.
That's the first amendment. And the first portion, then the second half would be throwing in all these industry representatives.
That's divisible. Go ahead. Senator, what do you...
Well, the first portion I'm in favor of.
Okay. Is there any more discussion on that?
Mr. Chair.
Okay, go ahead.
Just curious.
Representative Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Wasserberger, didn't you up this from 4 to 5 the other night, and now you seconded lowering it to 3? Can you talk a little bit about your change of heart?
Well, thank you. You know, hey, I've been known to flip-flop before. But I would like to say my concern is about the task force. Number one, my thought has always been, if we're going to have this task force and if we're going to accomplish anything, then it needs to be members that are coming back. But you can't necessarily have that because every House member is running. And so I have concerns about the makeup of the task force, in the fact that sometimes we have task forces in the legislature that doesn't seem to get anything done. not that that's a good thing or a right bad thing, but I think this is, at least to me, structurally, one of the most important issues we're going to face, which is how are we going to fund schools when we no longer have co-lease bonus funds to as our source of revenue. So where is that revenue going to come from? And my thought is that the people who come out of this task force with this recommendation are going to have to be supportive of what the recommendation is to sell it to the rest of us. I think it's going to be a very hard sell.
Okay, so the division is to drop from 5 to 3. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been adopted. Okay, the second division, Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I've always been of the opinion that the larger you make a body, the more unwieldy it is. So I would vote against the second part of adding another 3. I would just leave it as it is.
Okay. Okay, any discussion on that?
On the amendments of the...
On the second division is the amendment to the amendment.
With corresponding...
No, check it.
It's an amendment to the second division.
Yeah, it's an amendment to the second division. Don, go ahead.
Just to restate, so we make sure you're adding 3 and adding agriculture in the definition of subparagraph E, and then 1 superintendent, 1 trustee in subparagraph F.
Correct. So take those 4 that we removed from the legislature and insert those 4 right here. Okay, and then now we have an amendment then to the division of the amendment to do away with that and just leave it at 2 and 1. Did I state that fairly?
Well, Mr. Chairman, the motion is to add those 3. So if you're voting aye, you're voting to add those 3, the 2 school people and the agriculture. No is to just leave it at leave it as is.
There we are. Yeah, that's right. So there is no. It's just second division. Yeah, I've got
it.
All right, we're all on the same page. Chairman's caught up with the rest of the committee now. Okay. Okay, all those. Don, go ahead.
Sorry, one more clarification. Would you like us to reduce the amounts appropriately as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's implicit, Nina.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
So that half of the amendment has failed, so the task force in itself has been reduced by 4 members. Okay? So we've pulled 4 legislators off. Okay, any further amendments? Okay, very good. Any further amendments on page?
Mr. Chairman.
Page,
Mr.
let's
Chairman.
Go back to page 10, and I'm with you. Hang on.
Chairman.
I got it.
Oh,
I got
okay.
5 people talking to me. Representative Burkhart.
Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, on that first part, there was discussion of those 3 members from the House and Senate being kind of at large appointed.
Appointed.
Did that carry? I'm not clear.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, it did, Representative Burkhart. So it's 3 members appointed by the President and the Speaker. Okay. Okay, good. Any other?
Mr. Chairman?
Okay.
We cut down on the size of the task force, but what about your proposed amendment here for the $80 million placeholder?
Yeah, and I'm reading through this, and this is beginning on page 10, line 15, but I think it's in the wrong spot, actually. What I'm trying to do here is I don't want this to be part of the task force. I want this to be I don't want this to be part of the task force. I want this to be a final section of the bill.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
He could always bring it back during the session.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to bring it up here right now, I think, Senator Burns. And so really this would be a new section at the end of the bill, and it's what we talked about the other night. But basically we want the committee recommendations, really the last paragraph, for a complete and efficient list that we're all – basically we know the list is going to get reworked and restudied, and we'd like them to come back with recommendations up to that $80 million range. That would potentially be funded out of the LSRA. And again, this isn't a guarantee. It's not anything, but we're trying to set a number out there and then try to take care of the worst first. And that's all I'm doing. And I think it sends a signal also to the rest of the schools on the list. I think it sends a signal to the contractors who do most of this work, those people that are out there working in Wyoming today, that we haven't pulled the plug on school CapCon. But we've got a little time. We've got $400 million in the system still moving. But this is part of the plan, and we'll keep working at it. So that's my amendment.
Mr. Chair.
And do I have a second on that?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Wasserberger. Representative Nicholas.
I might move to amend. Going to the draft that you have in front of us, you have expend $80 million. I would put expend up to $80 million.
Okay.
And then I would add in, so that would be the first one. And then the second one is on line 5 at the beginning. It says expend up to $80 million from the legislative stabilization reserve account or other funding source. So in other words, they don't have to be, they can say we need to spend $80 million. They don't have to be explicit that it has to come from the LSRA. It can come from some other locations. It could come from FMRs or ALMs or whatever it's at. So it's just saying that we're not dictating that that's where it ought to come from.
Okay, I think both those are friendly. So that's in the mix. Anything else? Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
No, it's friendly.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman? Thank you, Senator Burns.
I'm going to speak against this amendment.
Okay.
We may very well plan to do this, and we can verbally communicate that to the task force. But the idea that of putting, first of all, legislative intent in a enactment of a task force doesn't make sense to me. But the other aspect of it is this task force is supposedly going to be looking for other revenue sources to help fund school CapCon. We don't know where they may find those sources from. We also have no idea how much that may raise. So they may come up with a revenue source that only provides $55 million or $60 million. By putting this language in here, we're telling them we're setting a bar at $80 million, and that makes no sense to me at all. I think the task force job is going to be difficult enough, and I don't want to. It's almost an inverse logic that we're applying to them here.
Let me just be clear, and I don't think I was very clear, Senator Burns. This is not something I want the task force to do, and when I made the amendment that this would be a new section of the bill, this is directed at the department select committee. And I don't think I was clear on that, but really all that first part down through section 2 of the task force shall, it's really the department and the select committee shall recognize the legislature's intent. And I want to be very clear about that. So it's...
Is that a friendly amendment?
That's what I think the amendment was. That was my amendment. And so... It's not only friendly, it's very accurate, and I want to be accurate on this. And so, Senator Burns, I agree that I don't want it in the test. I asked some work done on this. This was handed me today, and as I read it, as we're moving into it, it's not what I want. I don't want the task force to do that. The task force got a different issue in front of them. So we're really back to the same issue that the committee considered and rejected the other night, and I'm frankly making a second run at it with a little different attack to it, and I think part of it's about this intent, and I think that's important. So, did I answer that? Clear that up, Senator Burns.
I'll defer to the co-chair,
Mr. Co-chair.
Mr. Chairman, just initially coming into this, there was some thought that we wanted to keep. the pipeline going to a certain extent. And that's why I agree in part with the amendment and that. But the thought was maybe we do $40 million the first year and $40 million the second year. And now we're kind of backing in to it at $80 million probably in the second year, if at all. And I'm not necessarily opposed to this, but I just wanted some discussion about that. Does that backlog or create a gap where we've actually made it more difficult so that there's no time, we're not having that continuous stream of money moving forward? And that's the question I'd like some discussion on, whether or not that would create that kind of gap where now all of a sudden our contractors and everything else are out of work for a while and can't really do anything until we can come back.
Mr.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I think, you know, from our discussions, I think initially, I think I'm on and against the amendment, but in our discussions, I'm not so worried about the pipeline. My understanding is we've got about $460 million out there, of which all but about $140 million have been let. We've got about somewhere around $140 million to be let. They're in some form of process of bidding and award. And so we do have still, like I said, up to almost $500 million in the pipeline, of which there's 160 that hasn't even been awarded yet. We've got more design moving forward. In the end of this, your amendment, I understand the purpose of it, but I believe, and I think it's a nice sign that Wyoming's not closed for business, but it's not really an appropriation. It's still subject to further legislative action in the end. So they're nice words, but I don't think it has any force or effect of law at this point. And it's still going to require further appropriations. So there isn't a message that says that this is going to happen for sure. And while I sure echo your sentiments and actually agree with the thought that we don't want to have the closed for business sign up in this area, I just don't think this amendment does anything for us and doesn't further the cause. And so that's nice words, but in the end, it's nothing that a businessman or a contractor is going to be able to rely on in any way.
Okay, I think just to respond to that, I think, you know, we saw the original proposal, $220 million, the governor's proposal, significantly less. And it's not really even about that. It's not about the pipeline. It's recognizing the big gorillas we still have out there. We got this Jackson Elementary School. It's going to be $30 million. It's going to have to get done. We've got the Sweetwater, $46 million at this point. We've got who knows how much in Laramie County. Cary is at the $40 million number, and then you've got probably $40 to $80 million in elementary schools following that. And so it's not about the pipeline. It's about the projects that are out there. So we've seen, I just want to come with this reduced amount. It doesn't say how you stage it or anything else. But I think we know what we got coming at us. We just hear about this project in Sheridan. I guess I want to come back and see how this list plays out. Who should go first? Is it Jackson? Is it Sweetwater? Is it Sheridan? Is it Laramie County? I don't know, frankly. But I think it sends out basically that we want you to come back with a list that we're all very transparent and that we feel comfortable voting on. And here's the amount of money that we think we can come back and fund out of the LSRA or some source.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Greer, did you have...
Well, Mr. Chairman, I happen to agree that I think it's important that we get the message out there that we're going to continue with the school construction despite our economic downturn. And while I agree with Senator Perkins, this is not a firm commitment. However, it does show that commitment to move forward. And as a good co-chair just went through several instances of some real needs and some real dollars that need to be spent over the next couple of years. And I think it's very important that we get the message out there that this is where we want to go with it. So I'm in favor of the amendment.
I think Senator Burns was next. Senator Wasserberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick question on the amendment. So the $80 million is just 1 year for 160 biennium or total in the biennium? Or does it not state?
It's just an amount that I think that we could probably, then you move your burn rate to the LSRA before refueling at about 8%. That's in my mind. That's that number. And then as you replenish that, it moves it back down. That's it. I mean, what I'm thinking we can do. I don't know that these would all kick off in a year. You could, however the bill comes out next year, if these projects come back, you can fund zero to whatever or more. But this is just a target, I think, that, and I think people work better when you have a target, not infinity, which has been the case in the past. So that's where we're at. Senator Perkins?
Mr. Chairman, and so going back to that, if that's the case, why don't you make this an appropriation subject to further legislative action? Don't be halfway and do that. I mean, if you're going to do it, step up and see if you can pass the motion for an additional appropriation up too. That's the message. If you want to send a message, the message is we have appropriated subject to review of this list and subject to the chair of the subject to the select committee and the school facilities and coming back with that list. But I mean,
Friendly amendment.
I'm not making that amendment.
Oh,
but if you're going to do it, let's not go halfway. If you're going to do it, let's do it. That's my biggest point.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. All those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Division. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. That motion has failed. Okay. Any other amendments then on the bill?
Mr. Chairman, being flexible.
Mr. Vice Chair, go ahead.
Could we go back to page 12, line 10? One more time, I'm going to make a stab at this. I think we're ignoring, if we don't include agriculture on this task force, we're ignoring a major sector of our economy. I think agriculture needs to be represented on this committee, and so I would move that we add agriculture to that line and make it 3 instead of 2.
Second.
Page been moved and seconded. We're on page 12, lines 10 and 11. Everybody understand the amendment? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been adopted.
Division.
Okay, division. All those in favor, raise your hand. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That motion is passed. Okay. Any other amendments? Okay. Representative Conley.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I have an amendment on page 16.
Okay, amendment on page 16.
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Ahead.
Page 16, line 20, there's no specificity about where this task force shall make recommendations. It just says to the legislature. I'd like to say in person to the JAC and JEC. If we're going to have a task force, that is my – if I have a second, I'll explain why.
Second by Mr. Co-Chair.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. If we're going to have a task force that is this big and has the obligations to take funding – seriously and report to us, I want to hear what they have to say to the two committees that are responsible for education and its funding. And so I'd like to see them in person.
Okay.
Chairman, could you repeat the amendment, please?
Go ahead, Representative Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On page 16, line 20, remove the legislature and add in Joint Appropriations Committee and Joint Education Committee in person.
Okay. Any more discussion? All those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
Division, let's see this. All those in favor,
Mr. Chairman? Before the thing, does that exclude a written report or include a written report?
Yeah, I wouldn't exclude it. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That motion is passed. Okay. Any other amendments?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
I'm going to take a risk here. and move as, I'm not as articulate as the Vice President, but move that, that we appropriate $40 million.
Up to
$40 million from the Legislative Stabilization Reserve account or other accounts for purposes of school capital construction after we've received the appropriate
subject to further legislation.
Well, subject to I guess it would have to be subject to further legislative action based on the report from the School Facilities Division.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second. Chair, I'd second, but I think we need to amend that language. You want to say appropriate, or do you want to say set aside, or do you want to...
He said appropriate.
Appropriate. We're going to appropriate the money, subject to the list that comes out of the school facilities division.
My only question, it'd have to be, you said the LSRA. I don't think you can say or other account. It's got to, you got to specify.
I said it.
Thank
LSRA.
You, Mr. Co-Chair. So we stay with what you're... Okay, and there's a second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Division. Okay, raise your hands. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That motion has failed.
Okay.
Okay, let me try this. We're going to appropriate $80 million from the LSRA, and again, to be pending further legislative action in the next session, and based on a new study and a new list that we know is going to happen. And we, so that's it. We understand that. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, so it's at $80 million. Okay, any further discussion?
Do the motion one more time.
$80 million dependent on further legislative action based on a new list that will come to the next legislature, next session. Appropriated from the LSRA. Okay. I think you all understand the motion. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That motion is passed. Wow. Okay. So that passed. I counted 7.
Feeling pretty good about yourself, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm actually.
What have
I'm
I done?
I'm actually stunned. I watch all these motions go down and that one pass. Politics, I guess. I don't know. Okay. Now the mic is back on. So.
Question on the bill.
Any further amendments?
Question on the bill.
Okay. Don, please take the roll. On the school CapCon bill as amended.
Representative Burkhardt.
No.
Representative Connolly.
Aye.
Representative Greer.
Aye.
Representative Moniz.
Aye.
Representative Nicholas.
No.
Representative Sebson.
Aye.
Senator Burns.
No.
Senator Hastert.
No.
Senator Perkins. Senator Wasserberger.
Aye.
Co-Chairman Ross.
Aye.
Chairman Harshman.
Aye.
8-4.
Okay. Okay, and these bills will be introduced in both houses.
Mr. Chairman, one question
okay.
on that.
Question.
With that bill, I mean, doesn't that take majority of both houses?
No.
But I just want, I'd mind to restate the vote by house, please.
Okay.
Don? Mr. Chairman, the vote was 5-2 on the House side, and the vote was 3-2 on the Senate side, a majority of both.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to take a 2-minute JAC stretch at our desk, then we'll take up state capital construction.
What did you say?
State CapCon, state construction.
Got to have some sort of bill, huh?
This task force is we got folks that up to our wazoo that can go stay in this project. We can roll it up. Well, I'm getting it to the floor, but I don't think I'm going to vote for it on the floor the way it is.
No, that's fine.
I don't care.
As long as they're at the top of the
list.
Bill,
give me a favor.
Feels like Jerry is number one.
Well, no, I don't care if I'm number one or two or whatever. As long as you get the building right. As long as you deal with the right building.
It's okay.
Down.